All right, guys, episode two, man. We about to get into it here in a second. What's good with you, Joe? The you all day, regardless of what happens.
I'm aging, man. You know what I mean? It's you got me aging, man. You know what I mean? They got
me I'm gonna aging. Keep it a, I'm going to keep it a buck. You know, I put the mic right here. I got all these grays lined up. Just right up
under. That's what you covered up.
Yeah, man, you gotta cover up the U gray right there, man.
I gotta show it. Everybody gotta know what this U is doing to me, man.
All day, man. All day. Yeah. All right, guys, let's get into the intro. Then let's get into these topics.
Welcome to the You Hurt Podcast.
I'm hurt, dog.
Ben and Joe break down all things Miami Hurricanes football.
Don't ask me if I'm all right. Hell no.
From hot topics to pre and post game analysis.
What he said dominate, and we not doing it.
You heard.
I put my heart in this dog.
Need a second.
A lot of that.
Need a little. Need some drinking with this, man.
It's a lot of that.
Oh, it ain't easy, but it ain't easy. Mm-mm. All right, man. That's just
who that. What do we? What do we expect, though? You know what I mean? What do we expect?
I mean, look. When you asked me episode one, right? You were like, "Yo, what'd you expect from this Clemson game?" What did I tell you? I expect Dabo to be disrespectful.
Disrespectful. He was trying to be. He was trying to be more disrespectful.
Yeah, yeah. Look. I ain't gonna knock him from running up the score. He's never liked UM. He's never liked the U. That's been well documented. Facts. So I didn't know what this. I didn't give you a score. I didn't tell you what that was gonna be. I knew it was gonna be bad, but I was like, "Yo, Dabo gonna be disrespectful." Yeah. Now, did I expect 8 yards on offense for an entire half, less than 100 for the entire game? No. Like, fam, I could go like 15 minutes straight without even letting you jump in. So I'm gonna let you talk your talk, and then I'll jump back in. Yeah.
All right, so people point out the plays that were missed. Right? So you seen X was wide open. Zakari missed the throw. Mm-hmm. No doubt. It was a coverage bust. So let's taper the it was schemed open. You know what I mean? It was a coverage bust. Mm-hmm. He missed it. There was a couple of other, you know, we were down in the red zone. He missed a wide open, I think, Mallory. Yeah, he was coming across
wide open.
Gallery. Yeah, he missed them. Yeah. You know, there was a couple of misplays, no doubt. There's always a couple of misplays in every
game.
You know what I mean? 8 yards at halftime is there's really nothing you can tell me to excuse that. There's really nothing I need to hear to excuse that, man. There were teams that were, you know, way worse than us talent-wise and situation-wise that played Clemson that put up way more yards and, you know, moved the ball better than what we did.
Mm. Yeah. I saw a stat on Twitter that said that Furman had like 350 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Clemson. Like
347. Yeah.
Look, man, like this part already feels gonna like all intertwine and go all in together because the stuff we've been talking about all year. I didn't expect anything different. I expected us to lose. And it hurts me to say that. And the people are like, oh no, man, you gotta expect the block. Nah, man, you gotta be realistic to what the squad is.
Definitely.
Right? But at no point is 8 yards of offense acceptable as a Division I FBS top power five. Is that ever acceptable? Not just being a UM fan, 8 yards of offense. Like, I watched that game twice, and I watched the condensed game, just in case if I watched it too angry the first two times.
Yeah,
there's no reason that like those two misplays are the reason why we lost.
Yeah,
there's no consistency in play calling. No. You can't coach a player to be scared, and then want him to wall out. But hey, man, you got to be safe, don't you? You better not turn that ball over. And then a true freshman at that. So I'm not with the Jakari hate. Oh, Jakari's not the guy. Jakari's 18, 19 years old at best, right? Depending on when his birthday is. This young man was not expected to play this season and just develop.
Yeah.
Now, is this going to be under the same development next year with these coaches? We'll talk about that in a second. Mm-hmm. But, fam, the defense played solid in that second half. They turned Clemson over. Clemson, I watched that game. So I watched the first time. I watched. All right, let me see Miami's mistakes.
Yeah.
Right. Let me see Miami's side. Second time, let me see Clemson. Clemson didn't open up this playbook to this monster of an offensive play calling. Yo, they ran seam routes and some posts and some slants. Like it wasn't this game breaking. Like, oh man, this guy's an offensive guru out here. No, that wasn't what happened. This is just they executed, and we're always a step slower for whatever reason. And then on offense, turned them over three times. Yeah. And nothing comes from that except that one fumble recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fam, we won the turnover battle. We were nowhere close to winning that game.
Yeah.
Offense does something. And that's a whole different game. And they couldn't do anything. Ugh.
Yeah, the third quarter, we held them to 0 points. They got a safety. And that was it. You know what I mean? That whole third quarter, you had the chance to get back. Because what we were down, what was it, 24-0?
24-0.
20-something. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. That third quarter.
26-3. Yeah, in that third
quarter. Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we got three turnovers, you know, and we had the chance to score. You know, mm-hmm. we got short fields too. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, did you see any positives?
I like the way the defense responded. Cam Kitchens once again was a positive for me.
Oh,
I thought Jay Will.
He played better to me.
He still had. I'm not gonna nitpick the personal foul. He's frustrated. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think he knows where his talent level is, and I think a lot of times when players are at a higher talent level and the people around them aren't at that same talent level, and you're still young. What I think Jay Will's 20. I mean, that's still a kid.
I don't even think he's 20 yet.
I don't even think he's 20 because I mean, he might have been 17 coming out of high school.
Yeah.
So he might be 19. So when you see and people around you aren't stepping up to that level, just you and Cam and other people situationally depending on the, you know what I mean? Like, I think that was just a frustration foul. Like, yo, man, we got to be better than this, but we also got to be tough.
Yeah.
I saw that. I think Jakari, I like Jakari, man. I do. Like, I think he has a poise. He clearly doesn't, like, they don't trust him enough. And I think that's on the coaching, and we'll talk about that. I like Jakari's game.
Do you think they should have pulled him? Because I was wondering why they pulled him. Yeah.
No, I don't like that. Son, that's already going into like the next top. Like, that's bad leadership to me.
Okay.
Like,
okay. All right, We'll say that.
Yeah, we'll say, like, that's So, yeah, I say the defense played better. Wesley, boy. Hey.
All over the place, man.
Yo, like, I told you, I never played this game at that. I don't understand how a true freshman can look so vastly superior to, like, an eighth-year senior in what Corey Flagg is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, like, and that is purely talent.
Yeah.
Because you can't, like, Corey Flagg should have known every defense. He's seen everything. He was here for 62-26 against UNC. He's seen. Yeah. There's nothing he hasn't seen, and has. And But for Wesley to be a true freshman and just fly the way he flies,
it's just physical limitations. You know what I mean? Like, Flagg is just physically not able to do what Wesley can do. It's just
okay. I think we're going into. Look, ain't much to harp on, right? We got beat by 30 again this season. I think that's like our fourth loss this season by more than 20 points.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it was Middle Tennessee, which was 45-31, Duke game, this one, Florida State. Our best game this season has been Texas A&M, and we didn't even score a touchdown in that one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, we're gonna on episode 3, I want us to do like a recap of the season before the Pittsburgh game, because I think and just make that the whole thing, but we'll talk about that. All right, man. Let's get into this, the topic that we've heard all season since last December, really, when this coaching staff started getting put together. Is it coaching or is it talent, man? What I want your take on it. I know my take, but I'm gonna let you handle this first, man. What you got?
I've been asking mad questions on Twitter. I know you've seen it.
I've seen it.
I pose questions every single day. You know, people get frustrated. People argue with me. People, you know, don't know how to handle it. They think I'm throwing shots. They think I'm a fake fan. Whatever, whatever.
Because let me jump in. Because they think, like, if you question it, you can't be a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Look, man, I live by a very simple code most of my life. Jay-Z told me to question religion, question it all. Yes. So that's the way I look at. That's the way I look at all this. Like, yo, why can't I question? Like, yo, is this supposed to be the thing, or is this supposed to be the thing?
Yeah, right, we got our brain and our mouths for a reason, man.
You facts, know what I mean? Man. Yeah.
We gotta question things, and I'm really curious because I don't know the answer, fam. Like this question here, I don't know what's going on. I'm at a loss because the talent is there. I don't care what these people are saying. Mm-hmm. We have talent. Now, depth, we're lacking. Talented depth, we are lacking, no doubt. We have talent, brother. Like, we do have the talent to look better than what we're looking. I'm not going to say we supposed to be in a playoff now or whatever. But we play in the ACC Coastal, man. I'm really not trying to disrespect the Coastal. But
go ahead. Talk that talk. Talk that talk, bro.
But the Coastal is not the SEC East or West. Mm-mm. It's not the Big Ten. Mm-mm. It's not even the Big 12, son. Like, to me, you got the Pac and the ACC. You know what I mean? Like, as the bottom two of the Power Five.
Yeah.
Especially the Coastal.
You know, it's the bottom of the bottom. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We have more talent than Duke. We have more talent than Pitt. We have more talent than Virginia Tech, than Virginia. You know, UNC and us are probably on the same plane, talent-wise, even though we've recruited better than everybody except for Clemson, you know. So people think I believe it's 100% on the coaches. Like I said before, 60-40, man. Coaches are definitely more responsible because they are the adults in the building, man. You have to be. Listen, man, a coach is paid millions of dollars.
Yes.
Millions of dollars to not just X and O you to death. They're not paid just to scheme. They're not paid to just come in with a playbook and, you know, teach play. They're paid to get players on the same page. Mm-hmm. They're paid to get players' mind right. Mm-hmm. They're paid to get players to buy in. That's why you bring in a coach, Mario, because you want the players to buy into his philosophy. That's why you bring him in. Like, that's what he's paid to do. You got to get the players on your mind wave. You know what I mean? You got to get them. You got to get them together. That's your job. You know what I mean? So whoever's in the building, you know, when you got hired, who was in the building, you knew that. We knew what we had coming back. That's why everybody picked us to win the Coastal. Right? They knew what we had. So all of a sudden, we don't have that now. Listen, I understand the O-line is depleted. I understand that. I understand we're now playing a freshman quarterback. But before that happened, right, before the O-line became depleted, before we had a freshman quarterback, what was happening?
It was the same thing.
Yep. So people will say, did they forget how to coach? No, they didn't forget how to coach, but the players didn't forget how to play either. You know, so I think it's 60. Now I'm leaning to a 70-30. Now I'm throwing that out. I'm leaning to a 70-30 now. You know what I mean? Definitely the players have to play, but the coaches, they have a greater responsibility to me, you know. So
that's what I think. Okay. All right. So feeding off that, I'm 75-25.
Woo, you went up.
Yeah, I went up. Like, yeah. And it's not like I knew. Look, going into this season, I knew what we had. Right, like we were a team coming off 7-5. We had a quarterback that balled out his last six games. I never really understood like the diminishing of our wide receivers the way we did. You know what I mean? Like people saying like, oh, we don't got no wide receivers. Given that most wide receivers that we've come in that have gone to the pros have been transfers. So like I knew there was some lack of depth and talent there, but I thought we had enough with X and Keyshawn and Brashard and Jacoby George. You know what I mean? Like I didn't expect them to look so challenged, right? Sure. And what I've noticed throughout this season, just on the offense, right? We could talk about the defense in a second. Like the offense hasn't improved at all to me. Like we talked about it with TVD in there. Besides TVD's North Carolina game, he only had what, one or two touchdowns in that game?
Yeah.
Almost 500 yards passing. Yeah. So it was like it was a stat filler, but it if you don't get touchdowns, you could throw over 750 yards. If you don't get touchdowns, it don't matter. It don't matter at all to me. So for you to be an award-winning coach coming out, you know, I mean, coming from the Big Ten, from a team that was in the playoffs last year, you can't figure out one time how to score from the 1 or the 2 yard line. Like how many games did we see we're driving the ball, you check our stats, our offense isn't terrible from the 20 to 20, we balling out. We get that ball down there, we'll get it down there, but once we get in that red zone, I don't know if it's a mental block on his part calling the plays, because it's coaching to me, man. And I don't know if it's one coach, because I also feel how you feel. Like, I don't know exactly where the answer is, right? I'm also realistic to the fact that, like, we haven't been what we grew up watching in a long time, right? Like, we've lost multiple games in a row. We never react well off a loss.
Sure.
That's the stuff I was telling you last time. Was like, those leaders haven't been there, and I can't remember the last time there was one. You know, because if they're like, you remember our 10-0 season, right? We lost to Pitt and then got blown out the next three games.
Yeah.
Like, we never like, oh, no, man, we'll stop this loss at one. If it's one, there's going to be two. If there's two, there might be three.
Yeah.
And look at these kids. Like, I don't even think there's that many seniors on this team.
Right.
But I think only six kids are leaving. So this is a young team for the most part. But the reason why I told you last part that I think 40 are leaving is because they do pay millions of dollars to these coaches. Miami don't got money like that to be firing coaches, right?
No.
I think there's one coach that has to go. I think that $4 million buyout is well worth that. You better go ahead and hit up Mr. Ruiz and be like, yo, man, thank you for your service, my brother, but I'm going to need you to go ahead and go somewhere else with it. Just because if the next OC comes in, if we get a new OC, right? Because it's still up in the air, but it has to happen. If we get a new OC, then we'll find out, right? Because we're going to have a new OC and likely a turnover of players. So next season might be a little bit different. But you watch that game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be rocky too, but it can't be rocky like this.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, I understand. Like, the people don't think we understand that it's a process. No doubt it's a process, but it can be two things at the same time. It can be a process with improvements or with some progression. There's nothing that you can tell. The only positives I see are the young boys. Wesley, you know what I mean? Even the safety. Cam is doing his thing.
Najee Lee Kelly.
Getting better. Najee Lee.
I think Jaleel Skinner,
Jakari Inez Cooper, you know what I mean? Lawrence Seymour, you know what I mean? Big Baby, you know that those are the positives, the young boys, you know, coming in, but you know, they're still, that's the only positives I see, and that's just personnel. You know, I'm talking about, being prepared and
hasn't happened.
Creative play design. not even just play calling, play design. Like where's that at?
But it's, you know, but it's also the confidence to give to these kids to give them the creative. You know what I mean? Like, I think he'll quote unquote do creative play calling. Like when Will Mallory's coming out of the backfield wide open on the left side, you know what I mean? Yeah. And cleared it out with that double mesh. Cool. But if you're telling these kids, from all the reports that, like, the parents have said earlier in the year, when he walks in the room, like, yo, man, y'all the worst group of offensive talent I've seen this year. If that's – let's take that as 50%. Let's say he says that a couple times. You're saying that to 18, 19-year-olds. Bro, why am I going to run through a wall for you?
Yeah.
Or what? I'm going to play scared, right? Like, I think that happens when you already have the culture instilled and the toughness built in. You can't do that to a team that is really a 75-foot. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can't a 7-5 football team, bro. They don't know you. You weren't here.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't. James Williams would have gone to Georgia if not for COVID. You know what I mean? Let's keep it a buck. Like, this isn't a thing that's. So when that happens, man, and you come in, I'm like, man, y'all sorry. Hold up, man. Yeah. You don't know us.
And you're not even a South Florida cat. You know what I mean?
No,
I can understand if you know Kevin Smith or. You know what I mean? Coach Roland said that. You know what I mean? But
I'll give you a positive on coaching. Coach Kevin Smith. Look what he's done with Rooster.
Mm-hmm.
Rooster had games that he literally cost us that North Carolina game, right? Fumbling at the goal line. You have that one. Three straight games with fumbles. Comes back, has looked better than ever.
Yeah.
Has looked almost back to himself. Given against Clemson, it was a little different because, again, not prepared. Even Mario said it himself, bro. But if you're not prepared and you're a stickler and you're a stubborn asshole about your shit, right? You can't just be okay with that. If you're not prepared, that's on you and that's on your coaching staff. We're not gonna fire you, Mario. We got like an $80 million buyout, so that staff got to switch up, man. Yeah. That staff, you can't wait. And you talked about it last podcast, and it just hit me. Like, where are the adjustments at halftime? Like, it's almost like he has his script and he ain't changing it for shit. Like, this is what we're going to run. That's it. This is what I ran at Michigan. This is it. Like, there's been misplays all year. Yes. There's been wide open players that have been on underthrown, not seeing the coverage, all that given. But as an offensive coordinator, how do you not build upon that? You can call different plays to scheme that open. Like, if you're really that dude, that's what you do. Like, you know the talent you have. There's so many people that win with less. Duke is winning with less. Pitt
Kansas
with less.
University,
Kansas, KU, Kansas,
ECU. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not an excuse that he doesn't have the talent. Yes, there's likely a mentality issue with some of these players, and a lot of these players are going to leave in the transfer portal. But that's no excuse for you not to do your job and put out winning football on that field.
So and he hasn't done that. I asked the question, if. We have to give people time. You know what I mean? Why is Coach Gattis exempt from that? You know, his O-line is depleted. He has a freshman quarterback. He doesn't have his guys in or their guys in. You know, why shouldn't he get another year to see with your guys in a healthy squad? And a full year, a full season, and a off season, why doesn't he get that luxury?
All right, so I'm gonna answer this with something you said in the last podcast, right? You said something. I forgot exactly how you said it. It's like you're trusting these young men with these coaches, right?
Sure.
If you're already. From a parent perspective.
Yeah.
Now, if you see how he's going about talking to these kids, right? And I don't think it's been so much a play call issue, right? I think it's been a personality and ego issue with Gattis. Okay. You remember, the reason he came here was because Harbaugh was supposed to leave to the pros, and then the money wasn't right with Vegas. There was some other team in the pros that he was supposed to go to, and Gattis was supposed to take over. So he came over here like a scorned lover, right?
Right,
like, yo, man, they cheated on me. They did me wrong. So he came over here with that energy, which could have worked out positive, right? Like, oh, I'm going to prove. But he came over here with that, like, nah, I'm going to run my office. I'm going to show you why I was the reason why Michigan won.
Yeah.
Right? So I think that – I don't think it's so much – he might be a really good play caller in his next stop, right? But when he came here, I just think he had the wrong mindset, man. And what you said earlier, like, he can't get these players on the same wavelength. Yeah. None of these players on offense look, A, confident or B, comfortable. None of them.
That's facts.
TVD didn't look comfortable. Jake Garcia didn't look like this. I saw Jake in high school. I saw Jake. Jake was not better than TVD last year. Jake got hurt, so TVD got that spot.
Yeah.
So Jake can't even throw the ball without throwing an interception. that touchdown that he threw to Brantley was near his feet. Brantley was butt naked. Butt naked wide open. He could have thrown it with his left.
Nah, I was and like, yo,
zero confidence. When a player loses confidence, and it goes back to what we said in an episode, when a player loses confidence, it's the coach's job and the organization's job to build that back up. Because you can't just trade him in the middle of the season and get a new guy in there. You got to build Keyshawn Smith up. You got to build Will Mallory up. You got to build Jakari up. You got to build Rooster up. That's your job.
Yeah.
When you walking into the room like, hey, man, y'all sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, fam, we might have to go talk outside real quick. What you mean?
Yeah. 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 You haven't built that relationship.
At all.
And yet, yeah, to be talking like that.
To be talking, you can't come in there with that energy. Imagine you in the office, right? And your boss come up like, yo, man, you're doing a terrible job. He just got hired on Monday. He don't even know what you really do. He don't know your strengths. Only seen tape.
Yeah.
But that's, you know what he's gonna do? Keep asking you to run a dive.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna run no screens for you. Put you out in space where you're most effective. Still waiting on that one.
Yeah.
Still waiting.
Facts.
10 games in,
fam. So does that? Is that the same thing for Coach Cristobal? Because did he come in? He came in and immediately deaded the chain, the turnover chain. Came in and deaded that immediately. Did he come in too hot? Did he come in too gangster? Like, yo, he didn't. Did he not give them a chance to warm up to him? Or, you know what I mean?
I think yes is the short answer to your question. Mm-hmm. Like, I think deading the chain I was good with, but I still have three chain shirts because as a brand and as how that looks as a, it's amazing. It's one of the best things they've ever done as far as a brand, as far as marketing, as far as shirts, unquestionable. No doubt. But it did become too much. Like I got tired of it when I was like, yeah, we 5-7, B. You can't be celebrating. You know what I mean? Like this isn't the time. Like, yo, man. Like, put that chain away. This ain't the time but yes, he came in too hot. I think with Mario, because he was the guy that was already here twice, right, as a player and as a coach, as a grad assistant, and he saw them, I think it's a mistake that we make too as fans, right? Because we grew up watching Dominic Cains. You're like, yo, man, you got it. So we evaluate Cains over the last 20 years through that lens. Mm-hmm. Right, so we're like, yo, man, I've seen what you're supposed to be. Why aren't you doing it? No, I mean, like in the intro, Joaquin said dominant, and we're not doing it. Right. That's all we replay in our heads, but we can't. And so you come in with that perspective, and that's what you hear. Like, oh man, we're right there. But then there's something missing, and it's either on coaching, it's on the organization, it's on the players. There's something missing in this team for the last 20 years, probably 19. Right, that just has not clicked. It's gone always in the wrong direction, and I don't know how you change that. I don't know if it's one guy, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if overhauling the entire roster and bringing in mercenaries like college football is going to be now with transfer portal kids. I don't know if bringing in the whole Texas A&M draft class from last year because they're all going in the transfer portal is going to make that difference. I don't know. I just know that. The reason why Mario to us was such a frustrating factor was because we're struck. We want to see something, right? We want to see a change. But we saw Manny Diaz for 3 years. Before that, we saw Rick. Before that, it was Al Golden, Randy Shannon. So we're latching onto this hope like, yo, man, I know what you're supposed to be, but you keep breaking my heart. Like, you keep killing me every Saturday somehow you find the way to rip it out my chest and look at me like Indiana Jones, son. You know what I mean? Like it's just it's right. So I don't know what the answer is, and I'm not gonna sit here and be like, yo man, I got all of the answers like people do on Twitter. Yo man, it's Manny Diaz. I got questions too, man. Like the questions you ask are great, because I don't know if you bring in all of Gattis's guys. Gattis next year looks like the number one offensive play caller in the world, and we all looking like assholes. I don't know,
but are we willing to sit with that? That's another year we gotta sit and then if we doing that, what happens with the top talent? You know what I mean? What happens with the top talent? Like, yeah, we're getting some talent now. Recruiting's gonna be better because Mario's here. But we're the top guys. You know what I mean? The top guys. They're not gonna come, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? A skill guys, rather. You know what I mean? You you gotta fix the trenches, no doubt.
Yeah.
You have to fix the trenches. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Mario's done that for sure.
No doubt. And you know, hopefully there's one more piece, man. Samson come through, I'm good money. You know, but that's a what if thing too. You know what I mean? Because who know, you know, God forbid, I hope they come in and get busy, but what happens if Francis don't pan out, man? You know what I mean? What happened if, you know,
Frankie,
a bunch of what ifs, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all we have is those what ifs, right? And we also got to remember all those kids coming in are going to be mad young. And we have I don't know. And we got to think of transfer portal offensive linemen, because a lot of these kids going to get going to be pushed out or leave on their own. So,
I mean, you got Jalen Rivers. You got
who else you got? Zion should be. All right, let's go offensive line. Zion, Jalen Rivers. I got nobody else coming back.
Ty Clark.
A center?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's coming back. I've seen it, but he's back. He coming back.
Yeah.
A year stronger, a year older, you know, commanding the whole line.
Okay. And then you got the young boys behind them, probably some transfer portal kids.
Cemented himself.
Yes, 100%. So you got see that? That's already building depth, and that's unless Cooper's a true freshman. So
facts.
You go maybe down there.
Valuable playing time right now.
You got a. I want to go back to the skill players. You talking about Brandon Ennis and Mark Fletcher, right?
Facts.
I mean, if we that's right now, like
there's more. You know what I mean? But
no, 100. Like I see. The other day, Brandon Ennis put out a tweet like, "Oh, Ohio State, don't worry." I read that shit. I was like, "Oh, you putting out that vote of confidence?" That's that vote of confidence text. That's one of those like, "No, I don't know her." You know what I mean? Like, that's one of those like, "No, I ain't talking to nobody else." Oh, pizza calling you? Oh, no, I don't know pizza.
That's
you know what I mean? That's one of those like, "Oh, no, don't worry, son." You don't put out a "don't worry" a "don't worry" tweet if you got to worry,
right?
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't know who that's for. I don't know if that's a Florida thing or a Miami thing.
So if Gattis is coming back, if Coach Gattis is coming back, or if you already know he ain't coming back, and the one thing I think I know about Mara, and everybody claiming to know about Coach Cristobal, if you don't know that man personally, chill out.
You just talking. Yeah.
One thing I think I know though is that he is calculated. You know what I mean? I think if Coach Gattis is not coming back, he has plans already of who he wants in the building.
Yes.
I think so. You know what I mean? So I think when recruiting, those plans will probably get expressed to specific players. I know this offense is not, you know, what you need. Because how you going to tell a Brandon Ennis to not go to Ohio State and come here, you know what I mean? To do what? You know what I mean? So,
to struggle in the bottom of the ACC.
I think
that goes into our next topic, right? And we touched on it a little bit. Is this a rebuild? Like, going into the season, what did you think this was? Did you think this was a reload, a rebuild? I thought about this little point. A reload, a rebuild, or a rebirth? What did you think?
Definitely not a reload.
Yeah.
Definitely not a reload. We ain't have it like that.
There was people who thought that, though. There was people who thought that, though, right?
Nah. We ain't have it like that to be reloaded.
Nah.
So I would definitely say a rebirth, because a rebuild, I've been looking at this all day. A rebuild is, you know, you tearing something down. You tearing something apart completely. You know what I mean? You tearing it up. This we have enough to not be torn apart. Like, we can go position by position, you know, and see that we have enough position by position to not be torn apart. Right now, if you let's say the running back room, right now, next year, right?
Toronto
Chaney, Parrish, Roosters, and Citizen. That's a hell of a four right there.
You know what I mean?
A hell of a four. Tight end room. Skinner. Brantley.
Riley.
Who?
Riley Williams. Riley Williams coming in.
Yeah, and the other cat. I forgot his name.
Carver. Jackson Carver. Yeah.
Right. And I think
there's a third one I can't remember.
I think I heard one. McKeska. Reed McKeska, right?
Yeah, Reed McKeska, yeah.
I think I heard one of them may be moving to O-line. Something like that. I don't know. Maybe they do something. But that's still a good tight end room, right?
Yes, sir.
Receivers, you know what I mean? You got Jacoby. You got Rashard. You got X. You got Ray coming. You got the other kid. Damn, I forgot. But you got a couple cats coming on that front too. You still got Kobe Young coming back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kobe
is young.
Yeah, facts. You got Kobe Young. You got cats coming back, man. You get a couple transfer portal cats. Who knows? It's definitely not a rebuild, man. You have enough here. You have a foundation here already. Yeah. A rebuild is you don't have a foundation, man. You starting from scratch. You don't have anything. You got to tear the buildings down, and you have to build a foundation. You have a foundation of players here. You have a coach that's here for 10 years. You know what I mean? At least 8-10 years. You got a coach. So, you know, you have that. Now you have to build your staff and, you know, get the right staff in here. And you have your players to start with. So it's definitely not a rebuild for me. You know, I like the rebirth part of it. Yes. I think it's a rebirth.
I want to answer this with you honestly, right? I think I'm torn between a rebuild and a rebirth.
Okay.
Because I'm somewhere in between. Because if you have to get the players you want in, you have to let go of the players you have, right? Like, if you're saying that the talent that you have on right now isn't conducive to you winning, right? Mm-hmm. Then you have to get rid of a lot of players. I think the core of our team, and I think if we'll sit down and talk about it on the next episode once we do a little bit more research in it, and sit down and see how many players you and I actually believe in, and we won't compare lists till we get on the show, right? Okay. We actually believe in are going to be here next year, right? And it's not, and look, we're just fans talking about it. We don't make any decisions for, you know what I mean, for what they do or trying to bash these kids or anything. Just the guys that we think as Miami Hurricanes fans that should be on this roster going into next year. Right. I don't question. I'm with you on the four running backs. I question Don Chaney's durability. Kid, dude is I love his game, but he can't stay healthy. I think he would have been a starter this year without a doubt. I think that was a huge hit and Citizen would have been balling out. I think Parrish and Rooster are great change of pace backs. But I think, like I told you, right, like a lot of these kids, a lot of these young men, because I don't want to call them kids, have a different mentality than what this coaching staff wants to have. And that's not a shot at them, right? It's just when you get new coaches in, you like they have a certain mentality that they want you to have. They want you to look a certain way. A lot of these players that are undersized for what Mario wants, or for and for what Alex Mirabal wants. I think the one thing we're in agreement in, like I think we got the wrong deep offensive coaching. I think in the offseason when we hired all these coaches, we were hyped because they were all coming from these great programs, but they all kind of knew each other, but not really. And I think Cristobal can burn a lot of people out because I'm sure a lot of these dudes came in and were like, yo, man, I can recruit. But then they see the way Cristobal recruits and he demands that of them, it can burn coaches out. So I think there's going to be turnover in that sense. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to take time to get this together, man, because you can't just excise the demon of our suffering, right? In 9 months, in 11 months.
20 years, yeah. 20 years of suffering can't be remedied in 9 months, right?
Yeah, like you think, like, son, remember how hyped we were for that Notre Dame game in 2017?
Yeah.
Like, that game was bonkers. I remember I was at a wedding and I was watching that shit on my phone. I was like, mm-hmm. I don't care that there's a wedding going on. I'm going to watch this game because this is the best my team has looked in my adult life, really.
But so you would think, so like,
to get,
you would think we'd be able to build off of something like that. You know what I mean?
But we didn't. We suffered after that.
That was the perfect opportunity, man.
Sound like we had the spotlight. We blew them out, and then we blew out Virginia Tech the following week. Stadium rocking.
Back-to-back primetime games, man.
Back-to-back blowouts, back-to-back dominant games.
Yeah.
I thought Jared Willis was going to be a top – in a number one round pick. Dude was never drafted, and now he's going to the XFL. Like, I don't understand how people view talent, right? Because I saw Jerry Willis, I was like, yo, this dude is a monster. Mm-hmm. How do you not even get drafted? Like, I don't understand that. And that's 5 years ago. And think since then, we can go back and think of, like, that last dude that we really thought was going to be that. You know, it takes a lot to build that. So I think it's a harder process. And I think the misstep that Mario made I think he should have been more honest about what he wanted to accomplish. But it's also hard to tell fans, like, look, man, we're gonna suck this year. We ain't gonna be good, bro. Like, I don't know how, I'm gonna sit y'all down real quick. Look, man, we gonna get blown out by Middle Tennessee State because our team ain't gonna be prepared, and that's gonna be on me. It's gonna look ugly. Yeah. TVD's gonna come out looking flat, throwing four interceptions in the first five passes.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the stuff you can't plan for. Like, that TVD game against Middle Tennessee State, I put that one on the coaches 100%. But my math is always screwed up because I always kind of put more onus on the players because it's like they never answer. Yeah. Like the coaches can't make you respond.
Facts.
Like the coaches can't get you hyped up. Like, yo, man, you better hit somebody, and you just let one player do a little jump cut and he's gone 85 yards. Like that's not on Kevin Steele. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like it's these two things are intertwined, but I don't know if the coaches are the quickest resolve because you could just let them go, pay them their money, and hopefully they get hired away because they are good commodities to have, good trade pieces to have in college football. So that's where, like, I'm torn. We're like, both of these things, it's like a rebirth because it has to come out looking different because it's not going to be the same Miami we grew up watching, right? So that's why I call it a rebirth. But it's also a rebuild because you have to completely rebuild this deck, right? Like, that's like, if we thought we were good on O-line, Mario wouldn't be getting seven offensive linemen in recruiting and probably another three or four more in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if we were that, he wouldn't be going after it like that. Because remember, like, this season and next season, there's almost like unlimited scholarships.
Sure.
So you can get rid of as many people as you want. So if you're gonna do it now, this is the time to do it. Yeah. It's 2024 or 25, right? Yeah, 23-25. You get that 25 again and the whole 13 transfer portal players. So right now is the time. If you're gonna bring in your guys, right now is the time to do it.
Yeah. It's hard, man. Who's to say that players, like, I'm hearing players. We need different players. Who's to say these players are gonna pan out? You know what I mean? Because to me, because
we've only ever seen them not pan out.
Facts. So to me, if you can't coach the guys in the building that you already have, Are new players just gonna be it? Like that? That's it. They're gonna automatically come in coachable. They're gonna automatically come in ready to work the way you want them to work, and they're gonna automatically come in and perform. Like you can't get the most out of what you have in the building right now.
Right.
Like you came in when you came in. All right, so the last regime, 2021-2020, there was a disconnect as far as there was a lot going on in that locker room, right?
Right.
So for when you hear Mario, Coach Mario, the former Kane, championship-winning Kane, is coming back, wouldn't you be excited? Like, that seemed to me the most exciting hire you could have heard about in your life. As a player, you know what I mean? Yeah. To me,
yeah.
I'm sitting there like, yo, Coach, oh, Cristobal coming back. It's popping. Charlie, oh, we got Charlie Strong in the building? We got Charlie Strong in the building. What? No. Coach Steele in the building? Adon coming? DVD still here? You know what I mean? If you couldn't get the most out of that situation, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I don't play devil's advocate on that, right? Because you're going saying it's coaching. So we know what the issues were. You know it better than most, right? You heard some things. That's whenever divulge it, that's between you and yours.
Right.
But from everything we heard on the outside, right, as far as reporting, there was a complete and utter lack of accountability. So players could do kind of what they wanted, right? Everything I heard was players were walking through practice, not really playing hard. You know what I mean? And there was they didn't have to play hard because they knew they were going to start. Right? We saw it. So you saw that for 2-3 years, right? 3 years, right? Which is why you have the FIU losses and you have the Gervin Hall. You know what I mean? Like you have the UNC loss and all these other losses. So when you get comfortable not being accountable. And somebody comes in like, yo, man, you better learn how to tackle. What are we doing here? And screaming at you, getting on your ass. You're not exactly gonna react well to that if you got real comfortable not having to earn it.
Right.
And look, I'll tell you like this. One of my issues I've actually had with this coaching staff is playing the same players regardless. Right? You get what I'm saying? Like you still playing, like you see, and I'm not focusing. I just think he's one of the most talented players we've had in a long time. No, zero, right? I think he's missed too many tackles for my liking, and it bothers me that he goes right back out on that field. Like, yo, you can't put Avante out there one time. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to show him that, yo, man, that's not going to stand here at UM. This is the U we tackle here. You got to stop going up top. We're trying to go for the pop every single play. When you have a clear tackle, just tackle, wrap up at the legs. It's still going to be the same tackle for loss. You don't have to be on. You don't have to get a highlight hit every time. Amari Carter had the same issue years ago. That's why he got kicked out of almost every game we saw him in. Dude was a baller. He could, but could never get his stuff right. Like there was a lack of accountability for years. And I don't know what the Rick era was like. I don't remember it. I knew it was quick, but I knew towards the end. Look, he was also sick when he was here, so. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to give him. So there was a lack of accountability. There was no punishment for your actions, right? And now you got a guy that, like, is talking that he's going to do that, but also he also knows that these guys are the best chance he has to win. So he's stuck in this weird place. I think there's going to be players that leave that we're going to be surprised that leave. I think we're going to be real surprised with players like, yo, man, he's going in the portal. Yo, what the
you fuck? Got one? Do you have one? Do you have one? Do you want to spit out one that you think is out of here?
I told you one that I think is leaving is TVD. I think TVD's gone. I know they're trying to keep and all that stuff, but I think TVD's gone. I don't want to say
that because huh? Is that a surprise though?
Not really, but to some people, because they blame Gaddis, you know what I mean? Like you look at that middle. The reason I tell you, the moment I thought TVD was gone, the Middle Tennessee State game when he threw that second pick, he Selman off and just looked like he just looked completely broken. You know what I mean? Like, if you remember that, he took his helmet off coming off the field. It was just like, like, just disgusted. And then it was like, after he made the comments, we're like, being on the, I like playing on the road more. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's just, the flags have been there. But all right, I'm going to say, look, you, okay. I think, Mr. Leafs, I think Rooster's gone. And I think, I think Zero's going to be gone. Not because I want him gone. I think James Williams is one of the best players we've had talent wise coming onto our roster in a long time. I think certain players are gonna require a fresh start to get their future careers in order, man. And for whatever reason, I don't know if that's here. And I hope I'm wrong, and I hope he makes me look stupid and we continue to do this podcast and next year and he's one of the best players in the country, balling out like Cam Kitchens. But I didn't think Cam Kitchens would surpass him to be the defensive player. I thought that's what James Williams would be. I don't want to make the argument that maybe he should be a linebacker, because with the linebackers coming in, I don't know, what are we going to defense to a 4-3 or a 3-4 to have that many linebackers on the field? You know what I mean? Like, if you got Malik Bryant, Popo Aguirre, Wesley Bissaint, where are you going to put James then? You going to put James as that outside wheel? Like, what? How are you going to change the whole defense up? Because I don't, you know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't know how he fits, and I don't know how he goes forward. And it's not a knock on him. It's just, I want him on the team. 100. Like, keeping it a buck with you. But I don't know if he stays.
So is it,
for
is
whatever
it... Is it that he leaves or he gets pushed out?
I think he leaves. That's why I don't care about I don't care about a bowl game. Remember, December 5th in 2 weeks is the transfer portal. But who are we going to have on this roster to be able to man? I mean, field 22 players.
I think the practices is the important part. You know what I mean? You can get them extra practices in, and you don't have to play in the bowl game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you could just do it. Like, no, we not don't have enough, and then like last year, right? Or the year? Yeah, last year was we canceled the bowl game. We didn't go to the bowl game.
Yeah.
I think it's. I'm telling you, man. Like, and it's not a lot of these players are gonna leave because they need a fresh start. They didn't react well to this. Personalities just clash. And now the thing is, I don't love it because they read them now. They don't get that punishment of a year of having or not football. They could transfer somewhere and play right away. I root for the kids that I like, man. You know, there's some kids that we don't know of that are going to leave, or we're going to be surprised. That's why I told you December 5th, we might have to do a live, because we're going to be shocked the names that go in that portal, man. We're going to be shocked.
Yeah.
Who you got? You put me on the spot. Who you got leaving, man? I sound like I'm talking shit about one of these kids.
I don't know that there's a surprise. You know what I mean? I think everybody who leaves is not supposed to, but I think it's kind of expected. You know what I mean? I don't think there's going to be a real surprise. I do think one of the quarterbacks leaves, Jake or TBD. I think one of them ends up at SMU.
Yeah, I think both of them leave.
Yeah. I don't think.
How many people? Yeah, how many players?
I don't think it's third. I think it's more going to be in the 15 to 20 range. You know what I mean? I don't think 30 to 40. I think it's going to be in a. You can't lose 40 players. You can't lose.
I'm saying, but you also got to look at it. The reason why I say 40, right, is because you got to have those, right. So if you only have, I think, 6 players are graduating. Right, if I'm coming across that clearly, I think only 6 players are leaving. So that's 6 spots, and you got to have the kids coming in. So you got to have the spots for them. You got to have those scholarships for them to go. So that's why they like 30 or 40, you know what I mean? Because you got to have the tournament in, and then the, how that all works. NCAA is really weird with that ish. You know what I mean? Like figuring out numbers and all that, leave that to the professionals, the accredited people, and handle all that. You know what I mean? But like, that numbers, you got to have those spots for players to come in. You can't, you can't have 40 players leave because you only have 85 players on the roster. But I think there's going to be a bigger exodus than what we're prepared for. And I hope I'm wrong, man. Look, I don't claim to really know. Like, I'm not tapped in. I see the same stuff you see. I mean, we watch the same stuff, so it's like,
right.
I think it's like, if you really want to turn this roster over, these next 2 years are the years to do it, to get a whole batch of players. Mm-hmm. All new. You know what I mean? You keep a couple core guys that we'll talk about on the next show, and then the rest of it is like, all right, man, we're going to build around you. Like, you guys are the stars. You guys are the people we need on this roster. And then you build around that. And I might be wrong.
That's going to be...
Hey, listen, I don't want Williams. I don't want James Williams to leave at all, son. At all. But with NIL money, there's people talking to, you know what I mean? There's people that see his talent. I'm like, hey, man, you can come ball out. I think it's NIL driven. I don't, and I hope I'm wrong. And I will never knock a kid ever. Because that's just, you know, like, make that money. You know? Like we talked about last part, with Willis getting, you could get hurt. And some of the money they offering is life changing money. So if some school offering you money, this is free agency. Go ahead and knock. I'm never gonna hear me talk shit about what we. This is the game now.
But they can't. It ain't like they could just reach. They can't reach out to him until he enters the portal. Even though it's probably some shit happening back.
I mean, channel. Come on, man. Come on, man. I mean, right. That back channel stuff, like, they talking right now. What you talking about? Like,
right.
They already know where they're going. They're like, this has been happening before NIL. We think all these kids wanted to go to Bama? Come on now.
That's bad.
This is part of the game.
Yeah, that's fact.
All right, man. I got nothing else, fam. You got anything else?
Nah, man. I'm good, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody doing this, man. Shout out to everybody, you know, all my peoples, man, doing this.
Yeah, man.
Coop, Olson, hey, we going. Man, A Black, Groove, Max. Shout out to everybody, man.
Hey, man, hey, listen, we all suffering the same pain, man. We just all deal with it differently. All right, guys, that's been episode 2. We out, man. Peace.